I taped a sort of cooking segment yesterday. With Edible Maine magazine.
Love really, that magazine.
Really gorgeous magazine.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
They have them all over the country, right? Don't they have like
they
edible,
do.
You know, whatever.
Yes.
Massachusetts or edible Cape Cod and places like that.
Yeah. So crazy small world. And the owner of the magazine is a guy who I was friends with in college in Boston.
Oh, no kidding.
And we were this really close-knit group of friends, and I've always thought this magazine is beautiful, and I actually looked at the letter from the owner or something, and I was, or the publisher, or whatever it's called, and I was like, oh, wait, is that the Chris Ellis that I know? So I texted him, and he was like, yeah, that's me. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. So,
we've
reconnected, and they had me in the magazine to do this little series they're doing. Yeah, it was really cool. And it was at this beautiful home in Yarmouth. Oh, my God. So the woman who designed, I don't know how much I'm supposed to be saying about this, but they didn't tell me not to say anything.
No.
Okay. Was this your meatball and pasta thing?
No, that
no,
was
that
at
was
that was
dinner
at
last night. Okay.
That was a, yeah, that was.
Oh, yeah, that looked good.
Yeah.
The green dough scared me at first, and then I realized
little,
what was happening.
It's a little too healthy.
I said,
but that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it was a ridiculous weeknight dinner thing.
Yeah, I mean that's
it was aggressive.
It was a little aggressive,
but you pulled it off.
Took a little longer than it was very good. But no, this was. But I love food. I love to cook, and here's the thing: it's different when you're just cooking at home, and then when you're cooking on camera in someone else's kitchen.
No way. Oh,
and
I don't like
talking through it.
No.
Right.
I was like nervous.
Oh, for sure.
I was like, I'm going to screw this up. And then I was doing a thing that involves eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And eggs are, everyone can cook eggs, but cooking eggs well is hard.
Were you frying them?
Yeah.
Oh, you really
you
added
flip
some level. The level of difficulty.
And then
you
I, didn't
have a good
my,
pan.
I didn't have my
what?
Pan. I didn't have my spatula.
Oh, see, I would have it asked was, to bring my spatula, pans,
your tools.
My tools.
Right. I guess I should have done that.
Oh, Blake, that's a level of difficulty that.
It was, and I have a newfound respect for anyone who's on the Food Network or any of the local cooking shows, like on 207. And, you know, cooking and talking is really hard.
Right.
Sure.
Especially when you're like trying to make sure you do it nicely.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like I have a newfound respect for Rachel Ray, for Martha, for all of them, you know?
Think about when you cook Thanksgiving dinner. I don't talk to anybody unless I have a few mimosas and then I will. But at first I'm like, everybody out, don't talk to me. I have to focus on this.
Well, because the timing of everything.
Yeah.
You're following a recipe and blah, blah, blah.
Right. And this was, I was making something very, God, I'm glad I chose something simple.
Yeah.
What did you make? Can you say?
Well, I don't think I'm supposed to say that.
Okay, okay.
But it has a story to it. It's something that I grew up eating, and it'll be in the magazine, I think.
Yeah.
I think it'll actually be in the magazine, which is kind of cool. I thought it was just for their social media.
Yeah, cool.
And then they were like, oh, we need to take some good pictures. And I was like, for what?
Right.
like what's going to be in the magazine? I was like, oh.
Plus, the other thing that I find difficult is that you are also dressed and ready to, like, photo ready.
Right.
When I am in the kitchen, if I was all dressed up or whatever, I would not go in the kitchen and cook. I need to be in sweatpants.
Right.
Comfy clothes, comfortable. So that's another level.
Right. I didn't want to get on my nice shirt.
Right.
You know?
So.
Oh, yeah.
It's different.
So I've,
it's very different.
Try having a conversation, like, and telling the kids when you're cooking at home, telling the kids what you're cooking and why you're cooking it that way, and narrate what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's surprisingly hard.
I'm sure. Yeah.
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 So I have a newfound respect for
them. And so you didn't screw up the eggs.
No, well, they weren't perfect, but they didn't have to be.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
they
right.
Didn't have
oh,
to
good
be.
Point.
So they were good.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Ooh, a fried egg. Yeah. That's
it was aggressive.
It's tough.
It was But there were other items I thought about cooking, and I'm kind of glad that I went with this one because the other ones would have been a lot more.
Yeah.
This ended up being
straight.
Good.
Straight.
Yeah. But so I was at the home of the woman. Who, you know, Tuscan Table by the mall over here?
Yes.
Where we went before the prom
is,
and stuff?
Yes, of course.
I've driven by her house.
So, oh, yeah. Okay. So
it
she.
Is, wow.
Beautiful. I follow her.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with her.
I know. And she designed the whole interior of that and a bunch of Sicilian Table, I think, is the other place. And or Sicilian Kitchen. I forget the name of it. And,
oh, my God. That Falmouth. Place is unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's her. And I'm just in her kitchen.
Oh, wow.
Making eggs.
Trying not to break something.
Oh, God.
Yeah, or stain something. Yeah.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her. Yeah. I just want to, like, have
it
her design,
really cool.
like, one wall in my house. Just paint one wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And I'll be like, this is my favorite wall in my whole house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? It's just white. It doesn't matter. She's the one who designed it.
Right. It was. I was like, I went to her house. I was like, is this your home or is this where you work or is this, whose is this? You
know? Yeah, right.
And then I didn't want to mess anything up. And then, but it was great.
Nice.
It was great.
Cool. I can't wait to see it and read it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Awesome.
What a great chance.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I'll put out the recipe too.
Yeah, cool. Maybe she'll invite us over.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It took us like a 6-course
right.
meal.
Yeah. Kelly's like, Nicola.
Nicola.
Yeah, right.
Nicola.
We're fun. We're fun dinner guests. We'll just order takeout.
I'm really good at cleaning up after, too.
Todd is.
I don't
just
know that
so
she
you know,
is
Nicola.
Throwing a dinner party. I think she's a designer.
Right.
So
I'll cook.
Right. We would have to do the cooking.
That's
maybe.
Fine. We'll cook and clean.
Although her kitchen was gorgeous, too, so you could tell she cooks.
Oh, really my God.
Yeah. It was cool. It was very cool.
Cool.
And she does listen to the show. So if you're up and at 'em, Nicola, good morning.